We are testing.
Hello, hello.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Check, 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 check.
This is Garage A Trois, Power 3, hottest new podcast on the airwaves. Coming to you from Ventura, California.
So this segment, Scene on the Street, it's supposed to be about funny things that we've seen recently. Oh, yours is on the theme that I would like to be a recurring theme, which is Downtown Sucks.
Downtown,
Marie, take it away.
Sucks. I am approaching my office one early morning. It's after the Thomas fire, so it's still kind of like smoky and eerie. There's no one out on the street, really. I don't know if you know that Plaza Park across from my office is like fenced in right now because they're having a bunch of events there. So they have like chain link fence up around the park. It's kind of just like very weird.
That's a situation where the fence does not make you feel safe.
Right? No. No, it doesn't. So I'm walking up to the office to go inside, and there's what can only be confirmed as a pile of human hair.
You mean like pubes?
No, it was like, it looked like from your head, from the top of your head.
Like a weave or
but
real
like
hair?
Someone head either hair. Hacked it off themselves what? Or like, I don't, it wasn't
how
like a
much
wig.
Hair are we talking
it was
about?
A good handful of hair.
Oh no.
And
so
I had to, I ran inside to get someone else to come outside to look at it to confirm
the
what, pubes. But would they here? Have had to walk past it also?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm an office manager, so I try and like take a look and see. You know,
assess the situation.
Trash,
yes.
Assess the situation. It's got to be nice, presentable office.
What color?
That's
good
a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like a strawberry blonde.
Mm. No.
That's what I remember.
Man.
So it's like a rare sort
that
of color.
Rare. And for our listeners out there, this is in Ventura, California. So this is after an apocalyptic fire, which makes it even more strange
it
that a strawberry blonde was roaming the streets and left her hair.
Like lobbed her hair off and just threw
outside
it.
A tech company.
Or it could have blown. It was also very windy, so it could have just blown there.
But it would have blown intact.
Yeah.
Oh, even like wisps of
strawberry
blonde
hair.
Yeah,
right. It was definitely a pile.
Do we want to do just like a quick little round robin speculation of how it got there?
Yes,
sure.
100%.
I would like to believe that this woman had her, no, not like to, like in a good way. I bet she had her hair yanked out in a fight.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my guess. Courtney?
She was pregnant and she was running fastly from her apartment when the fire set. This is morbid.
Oh.
And it was just
dark.
a maternity clump.
Usually that happens after the baby is born, I think.
Well, I know nothing.
That's fine.
So, okay, yeah.
That's fine. It's biology.
So from destruction came life, was my point.
Oh!
No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I just want to be morbid.
Marie, I want to know where you think it came from, and then I want to know what happened.
I feel like it was probably like a drug-induced state, maybe some
meth,
something, and either just thought it was a good idea to just cut it off, or I don't know. This is what I'm thinking.
If you ever have time to click through those photo montages, the faces of meth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'll
yes.
see if I can find a link.
Yep,
seen
it.
If you show me an ad, faces of meth, I will click on it. And then I will spend hours just clicking through it. The worst part is some of the people are, like, really attractive
and
when they start out.
Right.
But
that's why, like, listen, like, we all like drugs or we've dabbled. Like,
whoa.
Okay, sorry. No, we've all tried, but I'm like, you're telling me there's a drug that makes you crazy, lose your teeth, lose your face and your hair? Like, no thank you.
Yeah, but eventually that happens. Everything's fun at first.
There's also, on a similar note, there's also one with twins where one twin is a smoker and the other twin is not a smoker.
And it does.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too.
I'm a little surprised to think that twins could have such different habits. Because I feel like most of the twins I know are, like, pretty
competition. Were they two girls?
Oh. So
it's
like
a series of twins. I think it's a series of twins. Like, different
fairy tale.
I know. And bad Disney. You know what? Disney should start doing real fairy tales for the youth. Like, no more.
That's good.
That's good.
Like the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, the meth twins.
Yeah.
What did you do with the hair?
Oh, the hair. Back to the hair. I after the confirmation, I went inside, put gloves on, got a lot of paper towels, in a plastic bag and just...
I'm literally bagging and putting it in the
jar. But I first asked someone whose desk we should put on. And they were like, ugh. But then I was just like, that's probably pretty
cool. Yeah. There's some people at work who put them on and they went no for 4 years, so... Also, remember that day that homeless person was just started stripping outside?
And
just, like,
screaming?
Taking off her clothes and screaming?
Yeah. I was a woman.
Yeah.
I pictured a man immediately.
And then the first time I, like, not realize you were awesome, but Lipstick Lady from downtown.
Oh, yeah.
This is a lady who has nothing, but she applies massive amounts of her lipstick all over her face.
Yeah.
I was like, you looked at me and were like, you're going to be here for Halloween and saved the calendar invite.
I did.
And I was like, that's wonderful.
I did.
That's wonderful.
The calendar invite was Courtney is Lipstick Lady for Halloween.
Yes.
And I think I started it like September 1st so that we'd have plenty of time to get you that raincoat.
Plenty of time.
This call is being recorded.
Hell yes.
Where are you?
I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Do you want to hear about my Dallas layover, my sad dinner in Dallas, my layover last night?
I want nothing more.
I'm trying to just grab a bite before I get on the plane, and there's nothing. There's a barbecue place and with Frito pie, and I'm like, it's probably not a good idea. So I find a Mexican restaurant in the airport, and of course there's no room at the bar, so I have to sit at a table by myself, and I happen to be sitting two tables away from someone who is facing me, so they're also traveling solo, and we're sitting alone.
Were either
at each other,
you,
two tables away.
Did you have like a book with you as a crutch? Like what is your I'm alone
my
in
phone,
public behavior?
I mean, I was staring at my phone a lot, probably, yeah, typical. So I'm sitting, you know, drinking my double margarita and having some chips and salsa, and this guy is just, like, housing. An enchilada plate came, and he probably housed it in 2 minutes. And just got up and left. full plate of enchiladas. that was fun to watch.
That guy is living his best life.
Yeah. I want to know more.
I did not know until about 20 minutes ago that you were not in Alaska, because I didn't know the abbreviations for the states. But I also didn't know that you were not in California. So I miss you, and I will see you next week. Tell Harry hi.
Awesome. I will. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. What other ideas do you have there, Courtney?
Yeah, come on. No. So many good ones. You're
this entire podcast can just be Courtney's.
Okay, okay,
Courtney's
on,
ideas.
Courtney's corner.
Courtney's
corner. I do have one more. I was like, you know, Kickstarter?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was like, what if we got everyone in the world to donate $3 to actually pay Trump to leave office? So we started Kickstarter. That's a great business deal he won't turn down.
The math adds up.
The math adds up. So we're going to actually kick him out of office through Kickstarter.
All.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
A stable
it's Kickender.
Yeah.
What if you just had kickender.com
oh
and
God,
it was paying
so
people to stop doing things?
That's
oh.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
That.
Come on.
Yep.
Where do I sign up?
It's recorded intellectual property, people. You can't steal that idea now.
Yeah.
Although kickender.com wants to sponsor this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy to feature campaigns of the week.
Or, like, think about how mean you could be. Like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Here's $500.
Like,
we raise funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
no,
you have to
pay stuff
stopping
me.
More than that.
Yeah. So we compiled 20 grand. You're no longer in our group, but you can buy yourself a car.
That's fine. I'd go on a cruise without you.
I'm out of the group. I'm out of the group.
I'm making money.
Or even, I think I told you this, why isn't there, like, a college for old people? So instead of, like, going to a hospice or, like, an old person's home, or like, what do you do when you're old? Like, why can't I still go back and learn? And then people can like use us for like surveys or like, why can't there be like an actual college for just people who are over a certain age who want to have their savings go to like classes?
Yeah.
That's as opposed to being at like at UCLA, it's like, no, it's everyone's old, so you can like maybe hook
and
up.
And a semester is like 2 years long because it takes them longer to learn.
Yeah, you might get to love your life at 80 in your English 1 class.
And they can't do online classes because
they don't
want to
see
the
online
computer.
Yes. Yes.
So they have to go to a physical location.
It's genius.
I love that idea.
Yep.
Let's do that.
Right?
Educate me.
So Courtney and I went and heard, is that English?
Yeah.
Zadie Smith, in conversation with Pico Iyer, part of the UCSB Arts and Lectures series.
Awesome.
She is an amazing, well-decorated novelist. She's British. And she writes about the Black experience as an English person. And Courtney and I are sitting in the audience, and we turn to each other, and we're like, I've never read any of her books.
Yeah.
And I think we both sort of resolved to change that. But she was totally fascinating.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about just sort of what her persona is like in person.
Yeah. So I had been to a couple of arts and lectures, one with Samantha Bee, and no offense to Samantha Bee, but I was kind of like, oh, this is why it's arts and lectures. They're not that interesting. And Zadie, for some reason, not only her how articulate she was, but the way she could even tell a story while being interviewed was fascinating.
Yeah.
Little things she said where she would tell a story and it'd be so poignant. Then she would say something like, isn't life boring sometimes? She has this uncanny ability to, like, speak the truth, but also hit it with truth.
Yeah.
And her book's like that. I started reading Swing Time, and it's, her writing is so eloquent, and you can tell almost like there's an elitism to it.
Yeah.
But then she'll hit you with one little sentence that makes you think about your own childhood that's, like, makes you almost want to cry or laugh.
Oh, wow.
It's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I gotta get it.
Well, she, what I really struggled with, especially being there with you, and we know each other from work, and
yeah.
we both had just very challenging experiences
yeah.
in our work life, is I found her somewhat unlikable at the beginning. She's very frosty.
Mm-hmm.
She would answer with, like, a couple word sentences, and then I really noticed that she warmed up
yeah.
over the course of the interview.
Yeah.
Like, Pico Iyer gave her the most generous introduction.
Oh my God, I'm
yeah.
incredible.
I, like, if there's a video of it, I will try to find it.
Yeah.
If anyone ever talked about me the way that he talked about her, I would be like, please
oh
read
God.
This at my funeral. I
yeah.
need to accomplish
yeah.
nothing else in my life.
Yeah.
You've, and he, like, read it sort of off the cuff.
Ooh.
He had notes in front of him, and he spoke it to the
yeah.
audience.
Made it more
and,
genuine.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it, he made it very clear, you know, sometimes with Q&As, and it sounds like maybe this is what it was like with Samantha Bee, it's so uncomfortable that you just almost don't want to keep going.
Yeah.
I heard Michael Lewis interviewed maybe 2 years ago, and the guy interviewing him was such an egomaniac that he, like, wouldn't let Michael Lewis get a word in.
Oh my
yeah.
And it was like, why are you here? Who
yeah.
let you, who gave you the keys? Like, this is insane.
Right.
And so she's being what I felt was sort of frosty at the beginning. And she kind of says, like, I'm not that fun of a person.
Yeah.
You know, if I could, I would just write all the time. She's talking about having kids and how they sort of pull you away from just being in a room alone all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it was your
whoa.
Choice, though. Yeah,
yeah.
It was very uncanny.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was deep.
Huh.
It really affected me as far as, like, what would I seem like if someone sat me down and interviewed me?
Yeah.
Would I feel this pressure to be, like, super funny and fun?
Yeah.
Or if I were just comfortable enough that I was going to be myself, maybe I wouldn't
yeah.
have something super zippy to say.
And see, that's funny because I feel like Samantha Bee was trying so hard
yeah.
as opposed to be her
character,
where I was so thrown off by it, where Zadie was kind of, you're right, at first took a little while, but I was like, she's being her authentic self, where I was almost like, now I can relax and truly listen, because it's like, she didn't really make a joke.
No.
She just was answering.
Yeah.
And that was so much more compelling than, I almost wanted to be like, Samantha, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
Chill, you're in Santa Barbara.
Chill.
Happy people are asleep. It's fine. Like, chill.
Hi.
Yeah.
I do think there's this pressure for women to sort of perform socially.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I do think, I mean, Zadie has a very masculine energy. She has
yes.
a very, very deep speaking
mm.
voice.
Yeah.
But she speaks in a lower register.
Yeah.
It's not just that her voice is deep. She
yeah.
sort of talks in a, I can't
yeah.
even do it.
It's like very refined.
She does have an amazing accent.
She's like sitting there talking and she's like, so when I wrote my first novel.
I love
it. And you're like, what?
Speak up.
She's amazing. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then, Courtney gets up to go to the restroom right before it starts, and someone behind me taps my shoulder, and I turn around, and it's this woman who my sister works with. And we're in a crowd of, like,
mm-hmm.
probably 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And she happened to sit right behind me, and that was right before the fires. It was, like, a week later.
Yeah, that's
crazy. We were all evacuated, including them. I mean, it was just,
yeah.
and I hadn't seen that woman in years, you know. It's just,
I think we should talk about the fires, though, because I feel like we all had different experiences.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like the rest of the world, and, like, me, even after this, has even more compassion for Puerto Rico, because once you go
yeah.
through something that I wasn't even devastated by it, you're like, I can't believe once it's out of your conscience, it's over. But, like, when you're in it or you see it's like, affects lives and it changes the entire course of the way you're living your life.
Yeah.
It was, it was intense.
It was very intense.
Do you want to talk about your experience?
Yeah, but I think I want you to go first because you were born and raised Ventura.
Yeah.
You are, like, you were the mascot for, like, Ventura High, whatever. Like, you know, like, you love Ventura.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize
how,
like, the Thomas Fire just stopped a week ago. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, how insane.
And in the aftermath.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I remember looking at our office, like, chat when I got home from work at, like, 6:30 or something, and someone had just posted in there, hey, just to let everyone know, there's, like, this fire that started in Santa Paula. It's really windy. You know, just, like, keep us in, because it started near her family's ranch. Just keep, you know, keep us in your thoughts, whatever. So I was, like, 6:30. I wasn't feeling that great, so I popped NyQuil, put the kids to bed, popped NyQuil, and went to bed at, like, 9.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I didn't check it again. And then it was so windy that night that it started.
It was really windy.
It was so windy, and that's why, of course, it's
which is rare for California. It happens, like, once a year.
Yes.
Santa Ana's
pretty, yeah, intense on their own. So the dog was barking because the wind was blowing, and I was like, oh, I better get up and just make sure everything's okay.
When is this?
This is probably 1 a.m.
Okay.
So I slept for a few hours. Then looked at my phone, and I had, like, 8 missed calls. Like, my mother-in-law was calling me. I had some texts from friends that were like, hey, hope everything's okay.
Oh.
And I'm just like, what the hell's going on? So I get up and, like, go outside, check everything. It's like, just super windy. Come back, start looking at, like, the Slack channel, the office chat channel.
And Marie's just bought a new home, by the way.
Yeah, and we just bought a house in Ventura, and we're, like, right below the college. So I, like, listened to the messages from my mother-in-law, called her back, and she was like, hey, just so you know, we might be evacuated. Like, I just wanted to let you know, because she has a garage door open to our garage. If you hear the garage, like, don't get freaked out. She was like, I just didn't want to scare you. And I was like, wait, what is going on? So I, like, go outside. I see the hills ablaze. Like, you can see it from where we are, from the college.
Oh, my God.
And they're closer to the hillside than, so they for sure thought they were going to be evacuated. They never ended up being evacuated. But, yeah, it was kind of crazy. So everyone's messaging in the Slack channel by this time. Like,
so that's how you are getting your news, is you're reading the Slack channel.
The Slack channel, and then I turned some news on, but it was like middle of the night, so it's not like LA's on at all. It's like this weird New York middle of the night news.
Yeah.
And they're like, every 15 minutes or something, they'll have like a little blurb about this is happening.
And I would just say that my friend said LA got more coverage than Ventura. So people really didn't understand the severity of Ventura because LA's in the ghetto.
More fires, more little fires would pop up all over the place. Yeah, and then when the one off right off the 405 with like scribble fire. Yeah, so I'm seeing people in the Slack channel like literally we're being evacuated. My apartment building just burned down.
Oh,
like people
God.
Are just
oh,
like
my
telling,
God.
And you know, people are like, come to my house.
Yeah.
Friends are just like opening doors, like, come here if you need, you know, call me if you need anything. And then by this time, we know that power's out downtown.
Mm.
So we're probably not going to be open.
Yeah.
Because, and then, you know, whoever still evacuated. Plus, we had probably 10 visitors from our New York office that were holed up in Crown Plaza.
Yeah.
Like, freaking out because they couldn't really get.
So that's
and there's
how,
ash in the air, too.
That's how I heard about it.
Yeah.
Kat was at the Crown Plaza.
Yeah.
I'm in L.A.,
oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I get 5 texts from her at, like, 1:45.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, I hope your family is okay.
Yeah.
And I write back, like, ha-ha, I know it's really windy. Like, you know, I think everything's fine. And she's like, no, we're evacuated from the Crown Plaza.
Yeah, go.
Everything's on fire.
Yeah.
And that was how I found out about it.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, I wouldn't have known if she didn't text me.
Right.
Well, I always sleep with my phone on vibrate, not ring. And I wake up to 3 missed calls from Lexi. And she texts me, I need Bill's number. It's an emergency. I'm like, why would you need Bill's number? She wanted to warn him because her apartment complex burned down. So I call her the next day. Once again, I don't have the news. I don't know what's going on. She's like, Courtney, I just lost every single possession I have. I was like, what? What do you mean? And she was like, there's a fire. And for me, it was like, that's awful. Then to think it even got as far
as it did in
as
that
it
short
did
amount of time.
In 2
yeah.
weeks, it traveled, what, 40 miles to where I live. I was like, this is unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
The biggest wildfire in California history, recorded history, because
they don't. Cito is a very affluent town, and it is, but there's also people who
were working for those people.
You know, groundskeepers or even people who got there early in the 50s and are retired. So it's not all rich people.
Right, right.
And the hardest part is there was a family who did the gardening and whatnot for a house. And I bet you they were probably like maybe told to stay, like not like even though they were voluntary evacuation. And him and his son were two of the people who died.
Oh, no.
And it's just like for the, you think about their family, it's they don't have a mansion to go back to. It's you just lost half your family. It's horrible.
It's awful.
But that doesn't make headlines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that like the positive of it, because I always believe in like what's the positive, is we can't wait to see what comes of this because people are inherently good and the outpouring of community has been stronger. Like I think we're all kind of in this disparate time where everyone's off their own. There's community. There's not like a sense of like, we need to come together for something.
Right.
And I've seen that in Ventura and Santa Barbara and Montecito, and it's really touching.
What else don't you know that you're learning, Courtney? Life lessons.
I just,
and don'ts.
You can't give dogs raisins.
Why not?
Because they can't process them, so they might die.
Process them because they're, like, concentrated?
I have no idea why. You just can't.
We need to fact check this. I'm not saying you're wrong.
No.
I just want to know why.
Yeah.
I've heard grapes, so raisins make sense.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
Those are, like, grapes times 12.
Yeah,
like there's a chemical in grapes.
You can't give bees. You can't give children like infants
honey before the age of one. Yeah.
What if I don't have access to that information?
But now you know.
Wait, but who doesn't know these things?
The pediatrician will hopefully.
What if you don't have health care?
That's true. Sorry to all of you that don't.
I know. We're gonna write a book. I didn't have renter's insurance before the fires.
Sure.
And I'm a pretty responsible human being, but
did
I was like,
did you get it after?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Oh,
but I'm just like, I'm living in Santa Barbara. What can happen here? Like, it's heaven. It's like, but like, what else don't we know? Like, renter's insurance? What else do I have to do?
Yeah.
To be an adult?
To be an adult. Like, why can't I just pull up my hair and leave it outside tech
company? Just lose your shit.
What if it was like a desperate cry for attention that just went completely unnoticed?
It was me, Marie.
Like,
it was
dropped your hair off and then the hill's on fire. Just like,
yeah.
That took precedence.
Oh, man.
She's like, today's the day.
Today's the day.
I'm going to leave my hair in front of the train desk.
So we have this little nativity scene, and the kids kind of like, what's this? You know, they kind of think it's kind of cute. They just play with little figurines. They don't really know what it means, but they know that it's baby Jesus, and Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't know. My older daughter had a like an ornament that we have that it's like Jesus is the best gift. Like because that's like it's like the whole point of Christmas, I guess. They play with the baby Jesus, and my two little girls, they're 3 and 5, they play what they call honey together,
honey.
Which is like house.
Oh,
but because
yeah.
they call each other honey,
oh.
they call it honey. They're like, honey, come
That's
here,
so
honey. Come do this for me, honey. And so all of a sudden during Christmas, honey turned into baby Jesus. So they're calling each other baby Jesus. Come here, baby Jesus.
Oh, they're calling each other
baby
Jesus.
Each other.
Jesus.
That they're both baby Jesus. I'm like, okay, this is it. Baby Jesus.
Great.
I thought you meant they were calling baby Jesus honey.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
And you
yeah.
can't have honey when you're an infant.
You can't
have
an infant.
Bring it all back.
Nativity scenes are actually kind of creepy. So, like, once my mom has one too.
Yeah.
My mom's Native American.
Can we talk about size? Like, was it a very small nativity scene? Was yours small?
Mine's small, but mine's a Native American nativity scene.
Which means what?
It's a Native Jesus.
They're dark wood
parents. And it's weird because when you're younger, you're like, wait, I go to church. They don't seem Native. So why do you have a Native nativity scene with Jesus?
So this is fascinating to me because they talk about the sort of like white cultural legacy of Santa Claus, of Jesus. But here you have another culture ascribing their physical traits to someone who was Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fascinating to me.
And also it's like kind of taboo because a lot of times if Native Americans are Christian, it's because the missionaries came.
Oh, sure.
So my mom is Christian because of the missionaries that came. Sorry, you're right. I'm all. But, so it's weird. Like, and also, where do you find a Native American nativity scene?
Do you, like, have a photo of this?
Yeah, I'll send it. My mom will be like, oh, my God, you care. And she will gladly
bring it out.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
We'll see what
And we'll post it on our website.
On the show notes.
Yeah.
On the show notes.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really interesting. Because anytime anyone says nativity scene, I always picture an outdoor nativity scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those words to me mean, like, I'm driving past and it's lit up at night, and like, maybe, like, Kevin McAllister from Home Alone is, like, hiding in it or something. Yeah.
Garage Artois, brought to you by Kickender. Kickender, a crowdsourcing platform that pays people to stop what they're doing. Run a campaign to boot your boss, repeal your roommate, give up on your girlfriend. Kickender, stop doing that.
Okay, so can we please talk about what we're watching right now? What
is
it binging?
Is it what we're actually watching or what I'm going to say that I'm watching so that I sound smart?
Both.
Actually watching.
Actually watching?
And you're letting it off.
I am?
Yeah.
So if you were to turn on Netflix right now and it would say continue watching.
Charmed.
Charmed.
Oh, God. I was actually joking. That's awful.
Charmed.
Remind me who's in Charmed again.
Okay, so
yes, please.
Actually, this is not in my recent memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was Shannon Doherty.
Yep,
right.
Was
right.
The original sister, but in all the publicity photos that are the thumbnail for the show,
it's
Rose McGowan
because she replaced her.
So there's some shit going on there. We need to research.
Something went down.
Yeah,
that I'm going
and
to discover.
Both considered bitches.
They're like the mean sisters.
Yeah.
So on the show, she plays the oldest sister, Prudence, Prue.
Okay.
And she's, like, kind of the jerk, and she's, like, always has to be in charge, and she's really not fun to watch. Like, I was not allowed to watch 90210 when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that would be good to talk about.
Yeah.
Not allowed to watch The Simpsons, not allowed to watch 90210.
All my
very, very strict
on those shows.
Media consumption. And then it's Holly Marie Combs as Piper. And then a lovely, ethereal
Alyssa
Milano.
Oh, right. I remembered her.
She does not age.
No.
She's gorgeous.
She's from
really
Who's the Boss?
Her. Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
She's the best.
Also one of the...
She's the Boss.
Initial, like, Rose McGowan, Alyssa Milano, who else were, like, this the Me Too kind of...
Yes, actually. Wow.
Right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a great point, actually. I wonder if there's some way to trace that back.
Who's the boss now? Shook you.
So that is what I'm watching. Charmed.
Check it out. On Netflix.
Sorry. Check it out on Netflix. Courtney?
Yeah, so I'm on hiatus from life. So I consumed a shit ton of TV. I watched all four seasons of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Ooh.
So tell me, are you watching is this daytime watching? Or are you, like, up late? When are you watching
this? This is when I wake up. This is when I go to bed. Like, there's no rules. Like, it's constant.
Is it, like, ambient sound for you?
No. Like, I sit in my bed and watch it for hours. Like,
okay.
Bed sores watching. Season four is wonderful because Jerry's actually, like, a very angry human being because he hates everyone. But he's clean comedy, so it's just the right hint of sarcasm, which I really fucking love.
What is he so mad about?
Just he's annoyed with everything. So even, like, he'll have a new guest, and he's annoyed with the guest because they're trying too hard. And he'll just be like, shh. Like, he's totally himself. The episodes with Kramer, Elaine, and Larry David were phenomenal. Watch those.
Okay.
I finished The End of the World. What was it called? Something
The two kids?
Yeah, I'm horrible with titles.
What is it?
It's a British show.
Yeah,
it's really fucking dark, but it's a love story. Like, really dark.
No, thank you.
I hated the other one about everyone loved.
How are they related?
Oh, because this is just like series on Netflix.
Ah.
Stranger Things, hate it.
Yeah,
couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, no.
Well, it's not like it's good.
No.
It's just like you get to watch it all at once and it references pop culture in a really major way for, like, millennial Gen Xers.
Yeah. And then the last two I binge watched were I Love the OA.
Okay.
And I loved Love, which is the guy who does, like, all the 40-year-old virgin.
Hmm.
He did Girls, the series. What's his name? Why am I blanking?
Judd Apatow?
Judd Apatow.
What is it called?
Love.
Love.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. The other one's called The OA.
Yeah.
And it's like sci-fi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, but like, here's the thing. I feel like I watch it after the hype. If yeah. I watched it when everyone said to watch it, I would have ripped it apart.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I remember this being good. And when I had my own opinion form, it was wonderful.
I have a very hard time watching shows that people hype. Where I'm like, no. Maybe you have terrible taste.
And then I watched season one, episode one of Unsolved Mysteries.
What?
No.
I used to watch that religiously.
Literally. So the storyline was literally two people wrapped through the Grand Canyon. Something so banal, but it's not even scary. It's the fucking theme music and the way he talks about it.
Yes.
It was midday and I had to turn off the theme music. Hold on, do we have a phone? We're going to end with the theme music. It is the scariest thing you've ever heard
so
in your life.
So here's the thing. I had that on. I was in a hotel. Like, I don't have cable, so I have to be very intentional. If I want to watch something, I have to, like, click yes.
Yeah.
Whereas when I stay in hotels, whatever is on, I'm watching it.
Right.
So
right.
Ancient Aliens, I'm watching it. Yeah. Cops, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries now is basically, like, just crimes. And they have been solved.
Reenactments.
Yeah, like, they're not unsolved and they're not mysteries.
Yeah, no.
They're just crimes.
The only thing scary is the goddamn theme song.
All right, play it. Murray, what are you watching?
I binged The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, that was great.
Is
so
it
good.
You?
I wish.
Yeah.
She's way cool.
It's
and
you.
I'm not Jewish, but
Harry is.
Harry's Jewish according to Courtney.
Yeah.
Harry's Jewish. No, it was amazing. It's really good. Super cute. Great acting, great casting.
You told me about a good one too, the wrestling one.
Glow.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Oh, good.
Here's what I loved about it. You never like Alison Brie's character. She never becomes cool.
No.
She's just like an annoying loser the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's Alison Brie who I like was obsessed with her when she was Annie on Community.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like the fact that she's just this, like, her name was like Ruth.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
she's
yes.
annoying and she's a bad person.
Best friend's a husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And it just like so good.
Real good.
All right.
And Marc Maron.
Narcos was great too, but that's a given.
I haven't watched it.
It's just really good, but you need time because it's subtitles. Like, if you're not doing anything with your life and you're on hiatus, there's a whole list of shows to watch. If you actually have a life, like, you got to cut it down to a different section.
Glow. That's why Glow was good, because those cute 23-minute boom, boom, boom together.
If you're listening right now, pull over and grab your blankie.
It was gonna be bad.
So was. Like, someone's coming to get you.
Yeah, let's put him down.
It's like, it was the night of August 15th. She was playing in her pool. It's like,
that's terrifying.
So funny for you.
That is pretty, like,
I'm going to tell us that there's an instrumental for this. Can this be our theme song?
Yeah.
Welcome to Garage and Carlos Supermtown.
I just, man.
No, play it.
I can't. It really it gives me anxiety.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Garage with Pod. Tune in next time for more fun talk from the Power of Three.